Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toedt. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Grover Hartley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Wiltz. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Wiltz. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting third. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Toedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toedt hits a pop-up beyond second. Ward can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead takes first base on ball four. Toedt moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive towards right. Tobin catches it and throws to first to double up Kaum. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball four. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Falk moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. Barrett moves to second. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Ward reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. Barrett moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Ward moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to home. Hartley drops the ball. Ward scores. McCurdy moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney juggles the ball. That's an error on Haney. McCurdy scores. Lyons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Com moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tobin moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Tobin moves to third. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Tote moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Tote moves to third. Flagstad moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden now pitching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartley hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive towards third. Kham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lyon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Tobin throws the ball into Haney, who tags Metzler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartley strikes out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McFadden moves to second. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Toett hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Flagstad hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleo Carlisle pinch hits for Grover Hartley. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Carlisle reaches second base with a double. Meyer moves to third. Ted Wingfield pinch runs for Cleo Carlisle. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to third for the out. Meyer scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Chicago White Sox, 5. And Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.